Nesachas Makis, Paragimo, Mishnah Tezayin. Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia Omer. Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia says, Rasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lizakot Es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to give Klai Yisrael merits. Luficha Hir Belehem Torah Umitzvos. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a lot of mitzvahs in the Torah. And there are many mitzvahs in the Torah, such as not to eat shkatzim and ramasim and to eat dam, which there is no need to command them, as people would not want to eat these things anyway. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu made these into mitzvahs anyway in order to give Klai Yisrael many merits. Shenemar, we find this in the pasuk, Hashem chafetz leman tzidko yagdol Torah v'yadir. Hashem desires to be matzik Klai Yisrael and to give them merit, so therefore he made the Torah very large in order to strengthen Klai Yisrael and to give them a lot of schar. Maseches Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Shavuos, Shtayim, Shein, Arba. There are two types of Shavuos that are mentioned explicitly in the Torah that are called Shavuos Bitoy. One is Lahara and one is Lahedit. A Shavuos Bitoy Lahara is that he makes the Shavuos that he will do something negative, such as he makes the Shavuos that he will not eat, or he makes the Shavuos Lahedit that he will do something positive, such as that he will eat. Those two Shavuos are mentioned explicitly in the Torah. There's another two Shavuos that are not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, but the Chachamim learn it out. Altogether, four Shavuos in which somebody who makes one of these Shavuos will be chayav a korban. The two Shavuos that the Chachamim learn out are Lahara or Lahetiv, which is Lisha'avar, that are a Shavuos that was something was done in the past, such as he makes a Shavuos Lahara in the past, which is that he did not eat, or he makes a Shavuos Lahetiv in the past, which is that he makes a Shavuos that he did eat in the past. All four Shavuos are the same, that you'd be chayav a korban for one of these shvuot. Yediyas hatumah shtayim shehein arba. Somebody who is tameh and enters the Beis HaMikdash, or is tameh and eats basar hegdish, is chayav a korban. Two of these are mentioned explicitly in the Torah, which is that somebody was tameh and slipped his mind that he was tameh and ate basar hegdish or entered the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the two types of tumah that are mentioned in the Torah. The two types that are not mentioned in the Torah, but the Chachamim learn out, are that somebody was tameh and he entered the Beit HaMikdash, and it slipped his mind that it was the Beit HaMikdash, or he ate Basar Hegdish without realizing that this was Basar Korban. Those are the next two types of Tumah in which there is a Chiyav Korban. So altogether, there are four types of Tumah in which there is a Chiyav Korban. The reason why they are called Yedios HaTumah is, we will see later on in this parak, that you're only Chayav a Korban if there is a Yediyah. You were aware at some point that you became tamid. Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shehein Arba. There are two types of chutzah on Shabbos, which are mentioned in the Torah, in which there is a chiyav chatzos if you do it b'shoge. One type of chutzah in which a chefet is transferred from a reshus hayachid, a private area, to a reshus harabim, a public thoroughfare, is that the person is standing in the reshus harabim and he transfers the chefet from reshus hayachid to reshus harabim. The second type of chutzah is that the person is standing in the Rishus HaYachid and transfers the chepetz into the Rishus HaRabim. And altogether, there are four types of chutzah in which there is a chiyav chatzos. The next two types that are not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, but the Chacham will learn it out, is hachnasa, that the object is transferred from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid. One type of hachnasa is that the person is standing in the Rishus HaYachid and transfers the chepetz from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid. And the second type is that the person is standing in the Rishus HaRabim and transfers the Chepet into Rishus HaYachid. In all of these cases, if the person does it b'shogeg unintentionally, he would be Chayev HaChatzos. Maros Negam Shnayim Shehein Arba. There are two types of Negam of Tzoras that are mentioned in the Torah, which would make the person into a Mitzorah. One is called Se'eth, that's one type of Nega, and the other type of Nega is called Baheret. And there are two more types which are not mentioned in the Torah, but the Chachamim learn it out. One is a tolda of se'eth, a nega that is similar to se'eth, and the other type is a tolda of baheret, a nega which is similar to baheret. For all of these negan, the person would become tameh and be considered a mitzorah.